All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I truly hope that you really got a lot out of that conversation held between Susie Hopkins and her daughter, Hallie Bateman. And their conversation focused on the whole business of, well, really and truly had to do with building family. You know, that's one of the goals of this program, to encourage the building of family.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart in everything we do, like a $5 Target coupon for every 10.
And that is, wow, what a great way to do that. I mean, would you say that that wasn't necessarily the most exciting conversation that a child and parent can have? And remember, the child, the daughter, in her early 20s, Hallie is the one who came up with the idea. She is the one who said, it is necessary for me to have this discussion with my mother while she's alive, while she's really, really lucid. She can really have this discussion with me and help me answer some of the questions now that I'll need to have answered later in life, maybe after she's gone. I tell you, as simple as that was, I think that that was truly a brilliant idea. I mean, think about it now. Mom, what should I do when it's time for me to deliver my baby? What should I do when? And she went all the way to the time when Hallie, the daughter herself, may be in her own old age. And she wanted her mother to help her understand how to grow through old age. And remember, mother was in her late 50s, but she knows what it is to have her own mother die in her 80s. And so she, I'm sure, had a wealth of information to share with her daughter about growing gracefully through old age. And can you imagine the comfort, the relief of stress that Hallie had by knowing these questions not only had been answered, but because they were put down in writing, in their case, in a book form, Hallie doesn't have to try to recall everything they discussed, because all she has to do is open it up, look at that table of contents, and she can go right to the specific question that she has in mind at any given time. I truly think that was brilliant, truly brilliant. And one of the things that they point out, this is something that they point out in some of their materials, I don't think we discussed it. Not only can we buy the books, but you buy the book, read it, and get a great idea of how you as family may want to tailor your own writing, your own written document, whether you want to make it simply a family journal or you want to also put yours into book form. Great ideas. And so I do encourage you, get the book, What to Do When I'm Gone. What a great way to bond even more. Because as I mentioned, I really believe this too. That seemed to be such a great way to encourage us, to inspire us, to empower us to be building as many beautiful memories as we can as we grow along as family. So often we take each other for granted. So often we take the fact that our time with each other is limited for granted. And we're too quick to frequently take steps to build negative memories, ugly memories, dark memories that do nothing to add to our lives but take so much away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the program where we focus on building the family. So I do want to encourage you, give a lot of thought to what Susie and Hallie talked about. Give serious consideration to buying the book, What to Do When I'm Gone, and follow through. Have your own discussions in your home, at the park, different places, because remember, they spent 1 year putting this book together. They took their time and truly worked at this. So don't feel like you just have to sit down at 6 o'clock one evening and be finished by 10 that same evening. No, don't wear yourselves out. Don't push too hard. Let it be a fun, therapeutic process for you, just as it was for them. And remember, one of the ways they made it therapeutic, made it something that is truly something we can wrap our hearts and minds and emotions around, was by adding humor to the mix. So remember, this doesn't have to be something that's all about, you know, gloom and glum. All right. So building family, building family, building family. We'll probably come back to that in just a few. Before we go any further, though, there's another project I'd like for you to consider working on, and it has to do with building our home. I mean, the actual structure now. But as WebMD will share, from a green perspective.
Revolution going on in the building industry, a green revolution. But being green can mean different things to different people. For many, it's about carbon footprint. For others, particularly those with respiratory concerns, it's a quality of life issue.
Green building is all about the process.
The process it takes to make a home more energy efficient and to keep its occupants safe from potential health threats, like radon gas, a leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S.
Most green building programs recommend or require that you put a radon mitigation system in. And frankly, in the scope of the project, it's a few hundred dollars to do it, so it's not really terribly costly in a new house. But if you don't do it and then you find you have excess radon, it's very expensive to do it afterwards.
But building green doesn't necessarily mean all materials are green.
Green building is always a series of balances. We use a lot of spray foam insulation. Spray foam typically has petroleum products in it, and it does have some off-gassing. However, there's less natural gas being burned, less coal being burned to create electricity, that there is an offset.
This spray foam insulation will effectively seal this home. But for these workers, installing the stuff must be done with care and precision.
The foam expands at a rate of 100 to 1 in 7 seconds. We really don't want to breathe any of that liquid in or any of those particles in and have it expand in a nose or a throat.
And if that doesn't stick in your craw, the upfront cost, which are considerably more than standard fiberglass insulation, might. But once installed, it more effectively maintains a constant climate and has the added advantage of thwarting the formation of mold and mildew, a known health threat, especially for those allergic or who have existing breathing problems.
So in a typical home, you've got that hot, wet air fighting to get in, and it can go through fiberglass or cellulose quite easily. Those are not air barriers. So when that hot, wet finally meets a point where it's hitting cool, dry, you have the potential for condensation. That's usually on the backside of sheetrock where there's paper sourced from mold and mildew.
And mold, it can make people very sick, even those people that are not subject to getting illnesses such as asthmatics, but even healthy people can become very sick off mold.
This suction vent provides a convenient exit route for dust. More good news for asthma sufferers.
In general, people with asthma are triggered by inhalant or respiratory type triggers.
Not all innovations are high tech. To help keep indoor air free of dust, this house also draws from existing technology.
The whole house vacuum brings it all to a single canister that's located in the basement that's air sealed, and it ventilates out to the exterior, so any residual dust goes outside. So it sucks everything up in the vacuum hoses and brings it to a central location, as opposed to things getting blown around the house while you're vacuuming.
The green building movement continues to evolve as standards emerge and more is learned about what works best for our pocketbook, environment, and for our health. For WebMD, I'm Damon Maharg.
I think that's something worth looking into. Now, notice I like the transparency. I like the candidness. He did say that if you want to go back and have that done after the fact, your house has already been built, and you want to kind of retrofit it with these for this foam insulation, or for the radon mitigation system. $300 if it's made part of the structure while the structure is going up, but a lot more expensive if you want to get it retrofitted. And so remember, one of the things that we share frequently is that it really is cost effective to go green, whether we're talking for resident or commercial. The studies show time and time again that although there are more upfront costs, there are savings all along the way, and eventually you break even, and then after that, your savings begin to outstrip your costs. All right. So Might want to give that some thought. Maybe one other project to be working on. You know, you all can talk about the next home, the next dream house that you want to have built and whether or not you want to go green with it. All right. We got that to think about. We have the What to Do When I'm Gone project to think about. Two great ways to sit down and build family bonds that can last a lifetime.